What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 28th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep, what's up?
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Yeah, hello.
And Eric Carlton Bickle.
Good morning. Play the music, Cakes. Play
the
music.
You know what to do, Cakes. You know what to do.
Victory Monday. It is sweet. Monday. That is three wins in a row for your Washington Commanders.
A little louder,
that is
please.
First place in the NFC East.
That's Valdez.
A little louder, Valdez. Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Unstoppable offense.
The offense has scored over 38 points in consecutive weeks. For the first time since 1991. EB, remember that season?
Kind of do.
I mean, I've just been begging for this team to be good on offense for years. I've been saying, like, can we just have an offense that scores, like, 23 to 25 points?
Yep.
So you're in the mix with some of the better teams in the NFL. Well,
and now you're getting 40 points a week.
Jaden Daniels is leading this team to 30.2 points per week through the first four games.
I know.
They're a top three scoring offense in the NFL right now.
It's the first time they scored that many points since 2016.
This is what it's like rooting for a fun offensive team, mm-hmm. a team that can actually score points.
I think you can get off Cliff Kingsbury's back, EB.
No, he's off probation. His record is expunged.
Off probation. He should be he should be sent like chocolates and champagne. I mean, he should be lavishing him with gifts.
By the way, I'm convinced he knew something about Kyler, too, because he looked inept.
Like, Kyler looked confused.
Well, not on the first drive.
They marched right
down. The first drive, I was like, oh, you better buckle up because the Cardinals are going to score 35 points.
But I couldn't believe the sacks he was taking. He didn't run.
Yeah.
Like, I think they had him in a pickle.
He was holding the ball forever.
I actually was stunned at how mediocre he was. And I'm telling you,
I don't even think he was mediocre.
I'm going to give that to Cliff. I think Cliff dialed up.
He was swallowed up by the pass
rush.
He
knew what to tell him.
He didn't have any answer.
Well, give credit to the defense. They finally. I told you they were going to play a good game.
You did. Now
I didn't expect it necessarily this week.
I don't know if that's going to be a week to week thing.
Yeah,
I think it might be an outlier. But hey, you got to give credit where credit is due.
They got after the QB.
They shut down what had been a pretty high powered offense. So good for them.
Besides that first drive, Arizona did nothing.
Man, that was amazing.
I mean, they felt so little confidence in Kyler. They're down 27-7, and they're running the ball with James Conner to score that second touchdown.
I tweeted about this yesterday. Jonathan Gannon is now in my crosshairs as one of the coaches that I target for horrible coaching. Hmm. First of all, he showed his record at the beginning of the game. I think he's 5-16 as the head coach of the Cardinals.
Right.
And then when the Cardinals are getting their ass beat, and there's 4 minutes left in the game, they're down 28 points, why are you still trotting out Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
The only reason I could think is, this is a punishment. You just go out there and finish the game. You've sucked through the entire game outside of the first series. Why would you risk your franchise quarterback, who's had a major knee injury before, in garbage time?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Bad coach.
He went to the Ron Rivera school of arm folding. Every shot I've ever seen of Jonathan Gannon, he's just on the sideline, stoic.
Terrible body
with his
language.
Arm folded.
He stinks. He's not going to be there long
term. Kyler didn't have great body language. Every time he's on the bench, I mean, he looked like he was just despondent.
He looked like he'd rather be anywhere than where he was
he didn't
on Sunday.
Good.
You know, Jeremy McNichols came in, filled in.
Huge.
Who
said he was kind of a mini Austin Ekeler clone? I'm going to steal your back padding machine for
you
a second.
It.
That guy
you got it.
Was shot out of a cannon. Like
he's
the kind of guy that, like, when he gets an opportunity, he hasn't gotten a lot of them in the pros. He seizes opportunities when he gets them.
I mean,
good.
Brian Robinson goes over 100. My guy Oz showed he can do.
He was big.
6 catches for 85. I looked it up. I think it's his second best game as a pro.
Yeah.
So he
caught every
help.
Ball.
He could just help.
Biggest story is Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
I mean, Jaden Daniels has 7 incompletions in the last 2 weeks.
No, he's been phenomenal. But he's utilizing all these other guys And it's just showing that we have a variety of different weapons. We can hurt you a variety of different ways.
He is the ultimate weapon. I don't know if they've called a quarterback that.
No, that's he's ridiculous.
Was that what they called Cam Newton? I can't remember. But he is the ultimate weapon. And defenses haven't figured it out.
Your
and I don't know if they will figure it out.
He's so calm.
When we were talking about Kyler Murray, the contrast, you're talking about Kyler's body language, the contrast in those two guys. Kyler looked confused. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels just looked calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm. He's the truth.
He's unbothered.
I mean, look at his numbers. He's first in the NFL in completion percentage by a wide margin. I think he leads Geno Smith by like 8 or 9 percentage points. He's third in quarterback rating. He's 10th in the league in passing yards. And he's the 20th leading rusher in the NFL.
Rushing is so easy for him. That running touchdown, he's now got 4 in 4 weeks. Now, it was good blocking. Great. I think we need to shine some light on the offensive line. Because there are times when he's back there for 3-4 seconds.
Yep.
The offensive line has been fantastic.
Well, not only in pass protection, but just in running. Blocking. I mean,
look at the holes they have for McNichols.
150 to 200 yards every week.
Well, that's what I was getting to, that on the sweep to Jaden Daniels where he gets a touchdown, it was great blocking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like he didn't even turn it on. He was probably in third gear for him.
It was easy for him. Commanders, the only team in the NFL with multiple games of 200-plus rushing yards this season. They are just mowing people down on the ground.
They're so fun to watch. Like, that he handles third downs so well. At one point, I think we were 6 of 7 on third downs. Fourth downs, I don't know that we've missed a fourth down yet.
I believe they're 6 for 6 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, his poise might be his greatest attribute. And then some of these throws, there were questions about, you know, if he makes some of these throws, these tight window throws over the middle. He's got all the throws.
What about the laser? What about the laser to Terry McLaurin in the end zone?
Yeah, I mean,
that was a good pass.
The one he threw to Ertz, was that for the 2-point conversion?
God love him. Glaciers move faster, but he's a good receiver. Like he's dependable, but he's so slow. I mean, we're going positive here, but man, he's not going to give you much yak.
No,
he's going to catch
Think
the ball
about,
and
no,
basically
he's
fall
catch
down.
It. He's going to
so good
catch
for
it.
Him.
Think about Tressway has punted one time in the last 3 games.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, that's absurd.
And then we got a kicker that I think anything inside 45, you could pretty much lock up. You know, he doesn't have the world's strongest leg. That's pretty obvious.
He's been dependable so far.
He's accurate. He's accurate.
The Noah Brown pickup's been really great. I mean, these guys, I wasn't ready to anoint Adam Peters and these guys early on. So I was like, I don't know. Let's see.
Got to give him credit.
So far, man, these guys are paying off.
And also, a tweeter brought this up. Tanking and picking high. It can work.
Yes.
I mean, I know you're anti-tank.
I'm anti-tank.
I know you're anti-tank.
I am.
And I also laughed when I saw somebody tweeted that if Greg Zuerlein had missed the kick that he made late last season, I believe for the Jets, then the Commanders would not have been in a position to draft Jaden Daniels.
Well, he's still
two.
Missing kicks.
That's fine. So, but he made that one. So picking high.
It's a little easier to swallow a tank when you can turn it around in one year.
True. Yeah.
I don't like these 5, 6, 7 year tanks that just make me crazy.
I don't think it was the design tank. Ron was just a bad coach and he assembled a bad roster.
Right.
And he wasn't
halfway through the season, we thought we had our quarterback.
Right.
Now it's still early. They've only beaten teams with 1-3 records.
Okay.
But I'm mad at myself because all offseason you guys chastised me when I said they can have a Houston Texans-like turnaround, similar situation where you get the number 2 pick, you draft a quarterback, you face an easy schedule, and you have a better coach that you can turn it around. Now, I picked them at 7-10.
Better coaching staff.
Yeah.
I picked them at 7-10. But right now, they're on track for that. They're going to face another poopy team next.
Yeah, the Browns are horrible.
Team that cannot score.
They're favored, I think, already. The Commanders are favored by 3.5 heading into Week 5. And Deshaun Watson, he blows. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it.
Well,
they
can't run the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't pass the ball.
Right.
Their defense keeps them in games.
That's the only feather in their cap.
But we've been trying to, kind of predict what opposing defense is going to do against this team. I mean, nobody can stop them.
Right.
It's pretty incredible, man.
And the only loss is Tampa. Tampa's good.
Yeah. Tampa looks like a borderline wagon, 3-1. Baker Mayfield.
You know who's not? Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts isn't very good right now.
He loves to hold on to the ball and fumble it.
Now he's missing his top two.
He's got his top two receivers out.
So that hurts.
He holds the ball forever.
Yeah. He's regressing. But it doesn't help when your top two weapons on offense are, well, top two wideouts. Because Saquon is one of his top weapons.
The fans are going to go crazy today.
Oh, as they should. Yep. They've been waiting for this for a long time.
We've got a listener who tweeted us all fired up. He's in Indonesia.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
couldn't find that on the map, EB. I know it's
Indonesia,
in Southeast Asia.
I kind of know where it is, but it might be tough. I might need a few guesses.
Yeah, I'd be in the ballpark.
I need a few swings,
right,
to get it correct.
I honestly don't know what to make of this because it's happening way too fast.
Yeah.
It's happening way too fast.
We didn't expect this. I mean, I didn't.
I mean, I did pick him to win 9 games, but you know, it was just hoping that Jaden was the truth, and maybe he's even. I thought right away he was going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I thought he was going to be this clean.
He's over-delivering on even his high, like even the highest range of potential outcomes.
Yeah.
He's going above and beyond that.
And he's doing it with a calmness and a humility that is just, I'm not used to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how
it's
to handle
refreshing.
It.
Very refreshing.
His game's effortless.
Yeah.
It really is effortless because
unfazed.
He hasn't even, to me, he hasn't even turned on the running. Like he hasn't had... And he will, as Cake said this last week, he will have, you know, a 50-yard run at some point, a 60-yard run.
That's coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here yet.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
I agree. I just, you know, I hope the defense can build on their performance. Dan Quinn afterwards, I listened to the press conference. He said he was telling the guys, you're not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we've played poorly, but you're not as far off as you think.
Yeah.
And I guess it paid off, you know, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's see if that continues. They got pressure from a
Did
bunch of different guys.
Did Forbes play a good game?
Forbes
I think Forbes was all right.
He had sticky coverage on Michael Wilson on at least one highlight that I saw. So, hey, that's
Michael
positive.
Wilson's not going to run by him.
No, but he's a big physical dude who I thought might have his way with a guy like Forbes, and it turned out not being the case.
No, they deserve credit. That was a win on all fronts. Offense, defense.
It was a beatdown. It was an ass-kicking is what
and
it was.
Northwest Stadium on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
That place is going to be packed
it should
to the
be
freaking gills, like all the way to the top.
Now we got to be careful. We can't have a letdown because we are favored in this.
Sure,
it's a mediocre team,
right?
A letdown will be a big, big disappointment.
Hey, DQ and Jaden won't allow them to have a letdown.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're too even keel.
Kingsbury is just so into it. He's just so on point.
He's dialed right now.
And he's so on point. He's
getting
guys open.
Going.
The running game is unbelievable.
Setting everything up.
Yep. He's got the swagger right now.
I mean, Brian Robinson, I told you in the preseason, looks like the best I've ever seen.
He's had a really good start.
He looks great.
He's got two 100-yard games already.
Cliff's in his bag.
He is in
his
bag.
Cliff is in his bag.
As the youngins like to say.
He just knows he knows offense like the back of his hand. That's what he does.
He's calling.
You know, maybe the head coaching position, that's a little too much for a guy like Kingsbury to handle.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like an offensive genius, but he knows offense like the back of his hand.
Well, he's dramatically turned this team around. What were we averaging? About 18 points per game last year?
18 or 19, yeah.
I mean, it's only four games.
Oh,
but to
30!
How do
you like 30 ball every week?
30.
How do you like them apples?
It's crazy.
And again, take a look at your NFC standings, and you'll see the Washington Commanders atop the division right now.
Oh, by the way.
With the flailing Cowboys team.
Not only that.
Fumbling Eagles team.
Yep. They're in first place. They're outscoring Dallas by 24 points, Philly by 35, and the terrible Giants by 61.
Mm. All right, when we come back, open up the phone lines.
Let me hear it loud.
Victory loud Monday proud, here buddy. On the Junkies. We'll play the music throughout the show. You can call us at 800-636-1067. What do you make of this team that has ripped off three wins in a row? They've scored over 40, they scored over 40 for the first time since 2016, scored over 38 in consecutive weeks for the first time since 1991.
Oh.
They're on a roll. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. Or hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We've got Doc Walker joining us at 720. John Kine from ESPN.com at 820. It's Victory Monday here on the Junkies.
From the yard pile in first and goal. And Daniels kind of follow his block. Jaden Daniels for the end zone. And he's got a touchdown. Smiling all the way. And in command. Jaden Daniels gets to the end zone.
On the day, Jaden Daniels finishes 26 for 30, 233 yards passing. Did throw his first interception, but had a touchdown pass. Also ran for one, 47 yards rushing. It seems so effortless for him. It's funny, Cakes mentions the tweet where somebody's like, tanking works. There was also a tweet, basically a reminder, there was a pretty good percentage of fans that backed Sam Howell that thought, why don't they trade down,
okay, well,
acquire more picks,
all of those
and
people,
bring back Sam Howell with an offensive line?
Those people.
Remember the offensive line crowd?
Yeah, I remember. Those people are all idiots. Every single one of them, idiots. They had
I don't
a chance
think there
to,
were a lot of
those.
Grab.
There was a good percentage of people that were like, it doesn't
Howell's
matter who you draft because they got to bolster the offensive line, no, which they have,
dumb.
By the way.
They're all dumb. They had a chance to draft a transformational quarterback at number two, and Adam Peters made the correct pick at number two.
Well, they're fortunate that he was there, to be honest with you.
Because absolutely.
In other years, you know, you just get screwed, and you get Zach Wilson. You know, you just get a guy who's not the guy. They're very fortunate, but you know what? It's a broken clock is right every couple times. I mean, you know, finally, in 20-some years, they're fortunate. Yep. They were at the top of the draft, and the guy was there.
The tables have finally turned.
Yeah. You know.
Well, and not just that.
And it
but they've
took
got
a 10-year run.
But they've got
let's hope
competent people making decisions, not just
that's
in the
a huge
not,
part of it.
Not just in the office, but on the field.
Yeah, and, this, sure and the ownership, like the support staff. Like, yeah. give the ownership credit for spending the money to go out and train in Arizona for the week leading up to the game. Yeah. They didn't have to do that. They dug into their pockets and paid for it. Smart decision on a short week.
And
see, I think it paid
you,
off.
The coaching staff is distinguishing itself. I was a little worried after the week one. I think they were just kind of slow playing Jaden. They were just kind of slowing. But I loved that before the half, you know, Ron would have kneeled on that ball.
Oh,
you know what I mean? 23
so
seconds
kneeling.
Left.
Yep.
And they just grind it out and they get a field goal. They get the ball back, score. You know, just change the entire complexion of the game.
Yep.
They're aggressive. Jaden's not afraid to make any throw. I'm still blown away at his poise. I guess I'm even blown away at his accuracy.
He's showing he's ready for it.
Oh,
nothing's
definitely
too
the
big
accuracy.
For him.
I mean, you know, he was what 40-4 last year, and you just chalk it up to college, and it doesn't translate. So far, it's translating. So far, it's translating.
Yes,
and
it is.
Those 55 games that he played in college, you can say what you want about Arizona State. You know, it's not a powerhouse, but it's a pretty big friggin' school. And he started there as a freshman, and all that experience, all that guidance, it's just paying off.
I mentioned this last week. Ryan Clark from ESPN, former Washington Redskins safety, said he's seen it since he was 18 years old when he beat Oregon and Justin Herbert with a game-winning drive on a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
He said he just could see the guy was just, he's a star.
He's got the
calm.
He's got the intangibles that you're hoping
you know, for. And he's only been sacked 9 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that's kind of surprising. Now he's so quick and fast, he's able to get out of a lot of trouble.
He's out of a couple.
But 9 times in 4 games, I would have expected a lot more. From
their line gives him a lot of time sometimes. I don't know if it's max protect. But kudos to the offensive line. They really should get a lot more credit. And it's hard when you got to talk about Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels to talk about the offensive line. But Biotic has been good.
Algretti.
I think the pickups, I mean, it's been good.
Coleman's been very good.
Yeah.
The rookie.
Well, they're also having some sets, you know, where they had 3 tight ends in.
That's what I'm saying, that sometimes it's max protect.
And then those guys are chipping the running backs. Everyone's contributing, total team effort.
Sinnott had a huge block on the longer McNichols touchdown, the one out to the left side.
Mm-hmm.
So credit him for
Washington,
that.
Third in the league in rushing as a team, averaging over 5 yards a carry.
Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Let's go to the phones. Touch the people.
I told you they're going to be fired
before
up. Look at
that. We get to the phones, kudos to all the Commanders fans that made the trip out to Arizona. Like, they were showing crowd shots, and J.P. Finley was tweeting that Commanders fans were basically overtaking the stadium.
It's crazy.
So good for them.
My buddy lives in Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, he lives part-time in Canada, partly in Arizona.
All right.
And they drove from Canada to Arizona the last week. Took him 4 days.
I'm sure it did.
He got back to Arizona. He said it was 117 degrees.
Has you ever heard of a little invention called an airplane?
Well, they And it's a long story.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah. You don't need to get into it.
He got back. He said it was 117 degrees.
Right. Mm. Brutal.
Yep.
It's the reason they have a roof on the stadium.
I think that's the temperature of the offense right now.
It might even be higher than that. It might be more scorching. Might right even now. Be more sizzling than that, EB.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man? Play the music, Cakes. Let him hear.
I got to say, play Reggie's song.
Loud and proud.
There we go.
Hey, listen, man.
Oh, Reggie, what you got?
What's going on, fellas? I've been listening to y'all, man, for damn near 26, 27 years.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
EB, you and I are fans. You know, Cakes is rock the red. You know what I mean? And Lurch all over the place. Red Sox, San Francisco. Uh-huh. You know, JP, he's Luca and Nicole. Right, you and I are diehard.
Yes.
Fans. Yeah. And I've been listening to the Misery Monday, Terrible Tuesday.
They're
we're
awful.
Losing a Thursday.
They're brutal.
It's almost a tear in my eye because we have to admit, fellas, we're a good football team. We got good coaches.
So far, they look very good.
Still not sold on the defense, so but far. Maybe.
Because we gotta look at this quarterback.
Yeah.
I did not think he was going to be this good. But this is sustainable because I watched the Ravens do the same thing we did at the 4 o'clock last night by just running the ball. They ran for almost 300 yards, and we're running the football. We're not putting – we don't have one turnover in four games, and he forced it. You know, but, I'll take that.
It was
but again,
a late.
One turnover in four games.
It's all good. For a rookie, you'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it feels so good. I've been listening to y'all forever.
You deserve this, Reggie. This is for you, Reggie.
Look at me, Reggie.
You deserve this, sir.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Hey, Reggie, have we ever met you face to face?
I met EB once, but I haven't been to like any of your the events or whatever. But I met EB on one of these. I think he was at the stadium or something, and you know, one of those Mirage 3-game winning streaks or whatever. Quarterback that didn't last.
Right.
By the time we got back to the next week, we was losing again. So
right.
But next time y'all have an event, I'm gonna swing past
one of these days. One of these days.
All right.
Thanks, Reggie.
Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy it, man.
I'm interested to see. Where are Jaden Daniels' jersey sales going to be soon? Like, I'd imagine they're going to be like top five or top 10.
What do they charge for a jersey these days?
Like a real jersey or like a replica?
Both.
A replica is probably $80 or $90.
$250 on a real?
Legit's probably in that neighborhood.
How about this? I mean, he's clearly the leader for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. He's in the MVP
race. What about
the
MVP race?
He's in the discussion.
If he was throwing more touchdowns, okay, he'd be way up there. But the fact. He's not the favorite, but he's got to be in the top 10.
He's got four rushing touchdowns to go on top of his throwing touchdowns at this point.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, Josh Allen and guys like that are Lamar, they're up there, but Daniels has to be creeping up the charts.
If he continues to do this,
right?
Absolutely.
Got a perfect opportunity this week. It's on a silver platter for him.
Let's just hope it goes
come
well.
Through. This game's going to be nerve wracking.
Let's ride this wave as long as we can.
This game's going to be nerve wracking because now everything's shifted. Now we've gone from the great underdog to now we're going to start to be favored in some of these games.
Yeah,
there's going to be expectation.
Hey, you know
Jaden has set the bar so high
coming into the game next week. I know which team has the better quarterback. Which team's got the better quarterback.
Not even close.
And he's wearing burgundy and gold.
EB, you should get these.
I know that.
I was looking for the authentic jersey price. I can't find it, but these are kind of sweet. Some Jaden slides.
Oh, yeah.
Are those from his personal?
I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I don't know why EB hasn't bought those already. I mean, he loves slides and he loves Jaden. This is a match made in heaven.
All right, let's go to Melvin in Mitchellville. Melvin, what's up, buddy? Play the music, Kinks, all day, baby.
Hey, Melvin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
I
Melvin?
Be a little quiet. I got to be a little quiet. I'm in a hotel room in Monterey. So,
all right.
And it's early. Monterey.
In a Monterey?
It's 3:30 in the morning.
What are you doing out there? Are you hanging out at Pebble? What are you doing?
No, I had to go to jazz. I went to Jazz Festival.
Jazz Festival. Oh, okay.
All right. Gross. But okay, anyway.
But look here. Jason, you just said it. MVP, possibly.
He's got to be in the discussion.
Let's not get crazy. It's four games.
I know it's four games. But, guys, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Look at the way he's playing. And I say one question, and I'm going to make this short. I've got to get off the phone. Who would you trade for? Who would you trade him for right now?
Oh, nobody right now.
We're talking about trading.
What are you talking about?
No.
He's just saying, what level is he on?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who would you trade him for?
I mean, I think you would trade him for Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen. I don't know.
I wouldn't trade him for current Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know.
What he's played in the first four
Patrick
games.
Patrick Mahomes, how old is Pat now? 28?
Yes. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he could get MVP. He's going to get the rookie MVP. But he could
Offensive rookie of the year is over.
MVP. Yeah, the rookie of the year.
Olroy's over. Yeah, unless he, like, snaps his leg.
13 games left. It's over.
John.
Thanks, Melvin. I don't know. Let's go. We're at the quarter.
You just jinxed it. You just said he's going to snap his leg.
Yeah. Slow down. We're at the quarter mile mark. We're 3-1.
We're qualifying.
Getting a little ahead of our skis here.
If he plays around the same level or
it won't even be close.
80% of the level that he's at, it's over.
Yeah. But he's got to continue. League will adjust. Let's, you know, this is a big week, man. Can they hold on to the expectations and get to 4-1?
Well, I mean, Cleveland.
Did I have him at 4-1? Case
I had him to look.
I had him at 3-1. I know that.
And look, I did not. RG3 started similarly. Now they were 2-2 in his first four games, but he started off with four touchdowns, just one interception,
3-7 or whatever, and Shanny punted the season. Maybe it was 3-6.
Yes, you have them at 3-1.
Yeah, but what do I have them in the next game?
4-1.
Yeah, man, I might be a seer.
You could be.
The problem is I have them swooning late. That might be where I messed up.
You have them losing at Baltimore, and you have them beating Carolina. The Carolina game is looking tougher than it did about 6 weeks ago.
Although they did lose yesterday.
They did lose to the Bengals, but they're actually feisty.
Yeah.
They're decent with Andy Dalton under center.
Yeah, let's go to Sean in Woodbridge. Sean, what's up, buddy? Every caller gets the music, Case.
Everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let's go.
What do you think, bud?
Let's go, Redskins. Let's go.
What do you think?
Hey, man, I'm so excited. I know this might be a dream I'm living in, but I know Jaden Daniels is going to struggle at some point in this year.
Of course.
He's going to have a bad game, but I would like to see how he responds from a bad game. But also, right now, I just want to say that I'm a lifelong Redskin fan, longtime listeners of you guys, love your show.
Thanks, Sean.
And EB, man, when has the last time we've watched a game and you expect the Redskins to score a touchdown every time they touch the ball? That's what I have. That's my expectation.
91.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now, I mean, 80 points the last two games output. I expect every time Jaden Daniels touch the ball for us to go down and score. And what I like about their scoring drives is they're taking up a lot of time and leaving the other offense off the field.
They really are. And they're cut down on the penalties. Man. You know, after that debacle. Was that week one?
Week
debacle?
One. Week two, they had some, too.
All
they
the
all
red
false
zone.
Starts. Yeah.
All those. They've really – now, they got a few in the second half that were annoying. By the way, the taunting calls, both of them were BS. Both of them.
The shooting the arrow thing
ridiculous.
Is ridiculous.
The McNichols one – was it McNichols both times?
It was Oz.
No, it was Oz.
The Oz one where he just kind of threw
the
ball up in the air.
He just tossed the ball up,
give me a break.
I mean, that one's more borderline because there's another player there, and I understand they don't want you taunting.
He didn't throw it at him.
I know.
He threw it up.
I think it's outrageous. But the one where McNichols just plucks the arrow and shoots it towards the crowd,
no
player there. That's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Called.
They were outrageous. Both outrageous. I'm starting to think the refs were cheating. I mean, they were outrageous calls. Luckily, the game was out of hand, but they were very annoying.
By the way, Washington currently sixth in the league in time of possession at 32-34 per game.
Well, everybody said this was what Cliff was going to do, that he runs the ball more than people realize.
Yep.
Very balanced.
You know, Brian Robinson looked great in the preseason. I think he's showing it. And we thought Eckler was going to be a revelation. He was. And then when he got hurt, we thought, ooh, we might be in trouble. Boom, McNichols steps right in. And, of course, Jaden is always a threat.
Yep.
And you probably should get Eckler back unless he has a setback with the concussion.
But now they don't have to rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Give him another week.
Sure.
You're playing.
They could
listen,
do that.
I don't want to take it for granted, but you're playing the Browns. Give him another week. Get that dome. You know,
the Browns have scored 17, 18, 15, and 16. All right, so they haven't gotten over 18 points.
It's going to be hard for them to keep up with this juggernaut.
I would agree.
Dude, the last three games, the third down percentage is at 60%.
It's crazy.
Three games, 60%. No. On the year, they're at 53.49%.
Well, you know why? Because what's the cliche? They're staying ahead of the chains.
They're good on first.
They're not getting in bad distances.
Third,
you know,
and manageable.
I mean? Yeah.
The other thing is, they've got Jaden Daniels back there. So, like, anytime he drops back on the third down, there's the threat of the run, and he often runs for first downs. I don't know what the total is now. Last week, he was leading the league in first down runs on
we
third
downs.
We haven't
even really seen him do anything spectacular. As you kind of mentioned, he's basically gliding.
Yes.
He's like in cruise control mode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say third gear.
I'm stealing this from Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. Maybe you guys have seen this. Through four games, Jaden Daniels has led the Commanders on more scoring drives, 23, than he's thrown incompletions, 19.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that's just an absurd
stat.
Did
not expect that.
My brain
around they're efficient.
Did not expect
they're
it from a rookie.
Remarkably efficient on offense.
And again, the thing that blows me away the most is the poise / humility.
Yeah.
Like, he just, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy so unfazed.
He's born
in the middle of it.
He's kind of like Terry McLaurin. He has a Terry McLaurin type personality almost.
He's born to do this.
But Terry even gets more excited. Like, he's just
a little bit. I mean, Jaden did his little dance.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see that, maybe.
Terry does a dance. Jaden does his dance. They're pretty chill guys.
Chill guys, but, like, under pressure chill. Like, in the moment, yeah. They're blitzing. He's calm. Guy's so freaking calm. It's incredible.
Fans are going crazy.
Yep.
What a package.
I can't tell you how many Super Bowl texts I got this
morning. Your boy Greg is fired up.
Oh, Greg, yeah.
Book it.
I don't even think he saw the game.
Where's Super Bowl? New Orleans?
Yeah.
New Orleans Super Bowl. Oh, Jaden Daniels returns to Louisiana for the Super Bowl. What?
Hey, we are going to go through the motions of Graydon Jaden next. Oh, I don't even know how we do it.
Okay.
But we'll continue to take your calls on a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chitting & Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
I mean, me and Cliff just had that communication, that honesty. We're able to go in, his office and say, hey, I don't like this. And he's here for it. He wants to put us in the best spot.
It's great to hear. That's Jaden Daniels, who had another fantastic game. We'll go through the motions. Jaden Graydon. Got to give him an A+. I mean, as impressive as he was on Monday Night Football, and he had a more of a signature play with the touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin, he's equally as impressive in this game. And as EB said, it looks so effortless. He's so calm, poised. Guy had four incompletions.
Yep.
He did have an interception. Big deal. They're scoring over 30 points a game. A+.
How many passes has he attempted
for the year?
Double check.
80 something.
He has, let's see, 106 attempts.
So if you throw one every 106, I'm good with it.
87 completions on 106 attempts. Meanwhile, Caleb Williams, the same number of completions on 141 attempts. 61.7%.
Well.
Yeah, 82%, 82.1% completion percentage. Yeah. Which
I mean,
is
he gets
crazy.
An A++. I mean, I don't see how you could grade him anything different. He leads his team to a 40-plus point performance. He turns the ball over once. All right, maybe take one of the pluses off. A+. Road win. The offense is humming on all cylinders at this point.
I mean, they've scored 80 points the last 2 weeks. I mean,
right, I mean, how do you not grade him
both,
A+?
Both on the road.
Yeah, and he's a rookie. He's a rookie. This is his fourth game.
Are we seriously supposed to be grading him right now? Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, it's like we're going
it's a branded
those,
segment, EB.
Those motions.
I mean, yeah, I mean, A.
No one's going to give him less than that.
Yeah, I mean, he gets an A+. I mean, I don't have a problem with anything.
He's currently the number two fantasy football quarterback. Also, I know that you don't care about fantasy, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing to me, but I just know that when he is under center, we tend to score points.
He showed everything, too.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first 2 weeks when EB had Cliff Kingsbury on probation, it was a lot of sideways passing. Until really the second half of the second game. Now you're seeing him throw on rollouts, deep shots.
On the run.
Darts. That last pass, the touchdown to Terry McLaurin was great, but it was preceded by a really good pass to Luke McCaffrey as well.
Great pass.
Which was a laser.
Was that the one where he was just like kind of...
I thought he was going to score on that.
Off platform kind of. It just ripped it
over
the middle. I mean, that was an unbelievable throw. I don't know.
When they do the play action...
I don't have much to criticize.
When they do the play action rollout, he's so hard to defend because you can't just defend him with one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not getting them with just one guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And on those rollouts, it's usually that outside linebacker, maybe a safety comes
up. I'm telling you, I'm waiting for him, just like Derrick Henry last night.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for that 80-yard run, because it's coming.
He doesn't even have a 20-plus yard run yet.
Yeah.
That's coming, too.
He's just, he literally is just gliding.
Yeah.
But he's going to get out there one time and see a hole, and he's going to be gone.
Now, just to give you the RG3 comparison, I just looked it up. The first four games for RG3. RG3 had thrown for more yards, 1,070 to Jaden Daniels, 897. Now, his completion percentage was only 69% to Jaden's 82.1%. Both of them with one pick. RG3 had more touchdown passes. He had four. RG3 actually had more rushing yards and equally had four touchdowns rushing. So we have seen this before from RG3.
I'm tired of the RG3 comparisons. That was 12 years ago. The league was so, the world was different. I'm tired of it. It's done.
Also, he didn't. He doesn't have the skill set that this kid has.
Couldn't care less about Robert Griffin III.
Totally different personalities. And I'd say arguably fairly different skill set.
That might as well have happened when cavemen were roaming the earth. Yeah. Whenever that was.
Yeah.
However many years ago that was.
I think he's answered all the questions about people saying, you know, he can't throw over the middle. All he went through was go routes in college. I think all that stuff, it's already in four games, he's erased all that.
And they're going to run him eight to ten times per game.
Yes.
That is central to the game plan.
Half of those will be designed.
Yeah. He's clearly learning. He's rolling out now and keeping his eyes downfield. He's sliding when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
So he's not taking those crunchers, those Johnny Knoxville-like hits mm-hmm. that he was taking in college and in the first couple weeks.
Looks comfortable in the pocket.
He looks so comfortable.
There was that pressure-to-sack ratio question about him.
Yes.
So far, that hasn't reared its ugly head.
Now, I do think he wiggled his way out of a sack or two yesterday. For mm-hmm. sure, I thought he was bottled up, but got out of it. So he's going to get sacked.
This is the stat we should never talk about or acknowledge, the quarterback rating stat. Mm-hmm. It's the dumbest stat of all time. Kyler Murray had a higher quarterback rating than Jaden yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's a flawed
QBR
system.
No, QBR is the one you should look at. Yeah. Quarterback rating, they should literally toss it out.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Because that's just based on interceptions, touchdowns. It's like the old school method.
Yeah.
Touchdowns, I mean, Jaden had more.
Right. Oh, and by the way, he's also...
It's so stupid.
For all those people who...
I know, but Kyler didn't have an interception.
Right, but he got sacked four times.
Right.
I know. I'm saying that's why that...
It's stupid. It's dumb. You can defend dumb. It's stupid.
Jason, did you hear Raheem Morris yesterday in his post-game presser say stats are for losers?
Yeah, well, I tried to understand him. He's the fastest talker in the country,
right?
Raheem Morris. I could barely understand him, but he's correct.
That's another Kirky comeback.
Well, it wasn't on Kirk. It was the defense scored twice. They didn't even score an offensive touchdown in the game.
But he technically had a game-winning drive.
Okay, whatever. By the way, for all the people who are like, Jaden Daniels doesn't throw the ball downfield far enough. 8.5 yards per attempt, tied for third in the league. So those people can have it shoved right in their stupid faces.
As far as I'm concerned, he's answered all the questions.
Yeah.
Now, it will be interesting because the league will adjust. I don't know what they'll come up with.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, Todd Bowles dialed up a pretty good defense against us. You know, I would think other teams would.
Okay, but that was his rookie debut.
Yeah.
You'll have a test with Myles Garrett this week.
There'll be some teams that played them better, of course. It'll happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Arizona sucked against the run. They allowed 6 yards of carry yesterday. Yeah. I mean,
but all of this worry about who's going to be the number two guy, again, it's kind of by committee. Those guys could fill roles. And clearly, Cliff Kingsbury can scheme guys open.
He's shown the ability to do that.
And
yes.
Jaden has the ability.
We tried to tell you that.
Jaden has the ability to go through his progressions.
Right. And,
I don't know how many times they said, yeah, that was his third read.
And Adam Peters has found fringe guys to fill in when guys go down, like Eckler. Like Jeremy McNichol steps in, he performs.
Yeah.
Oz hasn't done much in his career for the most part, gets an opportunity, performs.
I think it was his second best day as a pro for
Oz. Great for him.
Yeah, and I think McNichols had more touchdowns than he's had in any other season.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
You think Ron would have found those guys? You think Ron and his bunch of cronies, all the Marty's, would have found those guys?
He picked up somebody he had in Carolina 7 years ago.
I don't think so. Pretty sure he's not finding those guys.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, buddy?
What I think is most impressive is you basically just stole my thunder on the last little discussion, is the evolution and how he's learning. Look at this. He's starting to slide more now. Mm-hmm. He's, like you said, going out of bounds. And even on the interception, at the interview after the game, he acknowledged that He forced it, maybe a little overconfident by 3 weeks of no interceptions, and that it was a bad execution. It wasn't a bad read. It wasn't a bad decision. It was a bad execution, and he acknowledged it. And he is learning so fast. And the good news is, I think, as the defenses adjust to him, because he's a real quarterback, and as the Skins get better offensive linemen and a true number one receiver, sorry, Terry, I love you, and things like that, he'll be, as they adjust, he'll be able to step back into performing like a stereotypical quarterback who can run, like the Lamars, like the Mahomes, and things like that of the league. Very, more impressive, I think, than the wins and the stats right now is his ability to evolve.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank
you. He's taken a lot of strides in just 4 weeks.
Again, his calmness under pressure is just incredible. It's really incredible. And then he also he's just so humble. I don't know, man. I'm just not used to it.
He might be a perfect person.
He might be perfect. I thought Terry McLaurin was a perfect guy. He might be right there with him.
Hoobastank wasn't singing about Jaden Daniels. Because they were talking about a non-perfect person.
Yeah.
He might be a perfect person.
You couldn't ask for a better guy to lead your franchise. I understand why.
Maybe I'm the only one on the planet. I'm not following the Hoobastank reference.
I'm not a perfect person. I mean, the biggest hit ever.
You've heard it.
Come on, Jamie.
I have heard that. But I think it's
heard it.
Somewhat obscure.
I mean, it's very mainstream. What are we talking
about? All right,
later
here in the show, we got our pal Doc Walker. Get on your canine alert. Doc Walker's going to join us coming up at 7:20.
Oh,
John
Kime
covers the Commanders for ESPN.com at 8:20 here on a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.